All right, we are officially a go. So tonight's call, we're just going to go ahead and pretty much jump right into some activities that we're going to be doing together to help all of this information integrate and drop in and make sense. And we're going to learn how to apply this and how to hold ourselves accountable as entrepreneurs to these foundation pieces that I'm drip feeding you all through the workbooks and the information. So before we do that, we're not going to do an introduction round because we did that on the first call, with the exception of Miss Wren, who was not able to join us on the first call. And Bryn wasn't either, but I'm not seeing that she's here. So we'll just do a single person, put you in the hot seat for a second, Wren. A lot of us know you, but some of us don't. So feel free to introduce yourself and just tell us a little bit about where you're at on the entrepreneurial journey and maybe a little bit about why you're here. You don't have to go into, super full detail, but we'd love to get some context and get to know you more personally. So go for it.
Sure. Hey, everybody. I'm Bren. I like totally spaced last time, which is why I wasn't here. Full disclosure. But in my defense, it's because I'm like doing all the things. I do have a tiny, tiny fledgling business. I call it Twitchy Kitty Studio. I'm currently including freelance contract work with companies, graphic design and whatnot with that. But mostly I'm building it towards illustration, my marshmallow characters, and that's dinner, and things like that. Oh, this is exciting. I just learned this afternoon that I have almost made $1,000 just on my marshmallow stuff this year, which is insane. And I'm like ecstatic. That's just revenue. That's not profit, but that's a huge step for me. And yeah, I'm trying to get my shit together. And that's kind of why I'm here, is to help get my shit together and keep it going.
Awesome. Thanks for that intro. Welcome, Ren. We're so happy to have you with us. I know you've been in the, well, for those of you who are relatively new, Ren's been in the Life on Purpose tribe, I think, for about a year and a half now, and she's really active on the group calls. And I'm so happy that you get to share this experience with us too. And it sounds like it's pretty timely for where you're at with your business, where you're like your seeds are starting to sprout and you're making some money and you're doing these like live events and you're ready to start scaling. So
Yeah, it
happy to
is,
hear.
but it's also the busy season, so trying to fit everything in is kind of tough. I'll figure it out.
Yeah, who can relate with that? Like holiday season, just like with or without a business, it's like bonkers. Yep. Awesome. Thanks, friend. And Bryn just joined us too. So Bryn, since this is your official team, first official team group call, you were on office hours, but if you'd be willing to just introduce yourself briefly and tell us where you're at on your journey, and then the circle will be complete and the cohort will be, everybody will know everybody else.
Absolutely.
Thank
Again, I'm Bryn. I just started working with Fawn one-on-one with coaching. And one of my dreams is to work for myself and create a business for myself. I'm currently in a job that is unfulfilling. It was fulfilling for a period of time, but it no longer is. And I actually wanted to be in business market for myself for a long time, but now it's to a point where it's almost something that I have to do. I don't know what that business is yet, but I am here to just learn, what it takes to be an entrepreneur. Once I figure out what I want to do, hopefully this will give me a leg up.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. And perfect timing. So glad that you're here because that's what this process is about, like discovering whether you have an idea around business and what you want to create or not at all. Hopefully this journey is helpful in learning how to start exploring that and coming up with ideas and testing them and all that good stuff. So super glad to have you. Yay. Oh, there's a Herky in the house. Hi, Herky. Yay. All right. Well, thank you all of you so much for being here. It means the world to me that you're making time in your busy schedules as the holidays are in full swing here. And we're just going to get right to it. So tonight we're going to be diving into some of the themes from elements 1 and 2. Let me pull up my screen here. I'll show y'all what I have in mind. And I want to hold space for 10, 15 minutes for logistical Q&A. So if anybody has any questions about like what's going on or how does this work or what are we doing, please always feel welcome to ask. I'm trying to roll this out as like lean as possible, but I realize that things can slip through the cracks and sometimes I might just like be spacing something. So by all means, any Q&A is welcome. And then I want to do an accountability goal check-in. So first call a couple of weeks ago, everybody said, okay, here's my goal for 2 weeks from now. And I would love to do like a rapid fire goals check-in. We're going to go around the circle and just like, if you were on the first call and you set your 2 week goals, I'd love to know where you're at in terms of that. And then we're going to go ahead and do some group round robins around the element 1.1 and then the core 3 that just came out in 2.2. So these relate to each other and I'll explain all that when we get to it. My intention here is for us to realize that we have strengths and we have weaknesses. Everybody does. But also that whatever our weaknesses are, it doesn't mean that we're not cut out to be an entrepreneur. So I'll talk about that more. And I talk about that in the workbooks too. But this is something that's super dear to me because I had someone asked me 10 years ago, like, oh, do you feel like you're cut out to be, you know, whatever I'm doing right now, I would have been like, no way. Which, you know, part of me was like, yeah, I would love that. But then another part was like, but I wake up at like 11 in the morning. So, so I've grown and changed tremendously. And if I can do it, I truly believe that most people can. Not everybody. I mean, some people, it's just not a great fit. But anyway, so I want to discuss this and we're going to do some activities to make sure that that's making sense to everybody. Then we're going to talk about the airport test. So those of you who had an opportunity to get that far into Will It Fly and do the airport test, this is a lot of fun. This also is the North Star of our business. So we're going to talk about that. And then we will do Q&A and takeaways and set goals for the next 2 weeks and wrap out. So let's go ahead and do Q&A. Sorry about my scrolling. Let's go ahead and do Q&A right now. So raise your hand if you have any questions about, let's start with logistics. And then if we have time, we'll talk about questions about materials. The office hours calls are specifically for questions about your journey or the materials themselves. But if we have some time right now, we can do that too. So anybody have any questions? Jess, hi.
Hey, I was curious about, I feel like I don't have a good understanding of the pacing. So so for the past couple of weeks, we're working on element 1. Element 2 was posted over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday you asked for a check-in on element 2 and if we're ready for element 3. And I was just like, okay, so is element 1 like 2 weeks or was that supposed to be 1 week and element 2 was supposed to be 1 week? And I just want to make sure that I'm budgeting my time appropriately. I know that you're willing to be flexible with what works well for us, but I was a little caught off guard by the question as to whether we're ready for element 3 after just seeing element 2 pop up.
Totally. Yeah. Thank you so much for that question. That's totally honest. So my intention is to roll out the elements weekly. Holidays happened last week. So I knew that people were off grid and I didn't want to like release element 2 right before Thanksgiving. So I held off till the weekend. I could have clarified that. My apologies. So my intention is to roll the elements out on like right after these calls on Tuesdays, because we'll be essentially talking about the element previous. We'll be doing some activities and then I'll be like, okay, now everybody, here's element 3. That being said, especially this time of year, it can get a little bit wonky on my side or your guys' side. So there might be a little bit of ebb and flow with things, which is why I also wanted to check in with you guys yesterday to see if you are ready for another element or if you'd like a week to like implement, do your reading, integrate, all that stuff. So hopefully that answers your question. The intention is a weekly rollout.
So one element per week, essentially, mm-hmm. is the goal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's the goal. Yeah. And as I was looking over, it's one of those cases where there's so much that goes into some of these elements specifically. I was like, I read over the outline pretty much every day and I'm like, man, distilling it down into a week is a real challenge for me, which is a good thing. But at the same time, there might be a couple of elements, especially if like it feels really alive for a lot of you, like branding, for example, or like building your funnels or your business models. Those elements might stretch out to 2 weeks because there might be so much in there to explore. But right now, I'll just say rule of thumb is weekly. Is that helpful, Jess? Is that okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. All right. And I appreciate everybody's understanding and flexibility with that. It's again, partially holidays and partially because this is a pilot rollout. So testing things in real time is always, all of you get to experience that as you build your businesses too. It's like, ooh, like how long will this take? Great question. So who feels like they would like, I'll just do a show of hands right now. Who feels like they would like until next Tuesday to go through everything, to do the readings and get caught up. And then I release element 3. Who would like some extra time? Okay. Oh, okay. Cool. All right. We'll do that then for the majority vote. And then those of you who feel ready already for element number 3 or have specific questions pertaining to your businesses, it looks like that was Tara and Jessica and anyone else, Feel free to email me and let me know what you could like, what would best serve you right now individually. And I can send you some resources to be kind of like working on while everybody else is getting caught up to element 3. And then next week we'll all jump into element 3 together. Does that sound okay?
Yeah, for me, that sounds great. I feel like the first two elements I've been working on for myself for a few months. And so mm-hmm. it's nice to revisit and like reconfirm, but it's a little bit shorter on these two than I'm sure many of the others are. So mm-hmm. yeah, thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. All right. So any other questions, logistical questions? Okay. Any questions about the actual resources? Themes, workbooks. Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and do an accountability check-in based on our goals from a couple of weeks ago. I do have notes somewhere here in my labyrinth. So we'll go around robin. I trust that each of you know what your goals were as we identified them. And actually I'll start with you, Jess, and go around in the circle. So if you would be willing to just say what your goal was and where you're at with it.
Yeah, I had 3 goals. I did not meet all my goals. I had 3 goals. One was to do branding research, which I have been doing. So thanks for the resources there. I had a goal of creating 2 to 3 content pieces, and I created 1 framework. It's not totally done, so that was a little ambitious. And then also a landing page, which I definitely don't have because I needed to decide on a name before getting that landing page, and still working through that.
Okay. I was just about to ask, how's the naming of the biz?
Yeah, I haven't decided yet, but I have decided on a path forward on choosing. So like setting the parameters that I want to follow and then giving myself one more opportunity to be creative with ideas and keeping that, narrowing that list down to 5 and then going through the pros and cons of the different criteria for each of those. So it's more of an objective approach than waiting for this perfect feeling that's never going to come.
The lightning bolt.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, good for you. It sounds like you've been able to corral the kittens in a way when it comes to the different ideas. Yeah.
It's starting to feel that way. Yeah.
Yeah. Good for you. That's awesome. Thank you for the update on that. I'm so excited to see where this name thing goes and use us. I know I mentioned this last time and you did, and it was awesome to get everyone's feedback, but when you come, narrow down to your 5 and you want to get some feedback, feel free to post it. Cool. Awesome. Aliana, how we doing?
Hi, everyone. To be completely honest, I'm still working on my goals, but I would say one that I've done is just research. I've just been doing research in my market to see where I'd stand and my competition per se, and I'm still searching for a name. Like she had said, I'm looking for that name that just like, it's like magic and fire and like just, oh my God, this is it. And I still haven't found it. So we'll see.
Okay. Do you have some ideas already or nothing's really like?
Nothing's really like, yeah, it's just so hard because it's like, I'm such a like, I analyze everything. So I'm like, I want something that's clever and that's like, ooh, that's catchy. And nothing has really caught my mind. So if it doesn't catch my mind, I'm just like, okay, garbage.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that you're being patient with yourself and you're like wanting to find that sweet spot, which is kind of what Jessica, I think, is saying too, of like not being super over like, shooting for perfect, but at least something that feels good.
I've been writing down names. One is like Lily Noel, and then one of them would be like a combination of my daughter's name. My daughter's name is Loen, so I was thinking of like just Low or like Lowy. So we'll see.
Awesome.
I'm just everywhere.
Yeah, love it. Good for you. And it sounds like you are. And this could be a whole discussion, maybe in office hours, but it sounds like you're honing in on your, like the what of your business too. What that's
Okay. So I'm totally just going to dive into just event rentals and like event decor. I don't want to do event planning because then that just really ties me down. So
yay.
Where it is.
Good for you. Oh my gosh, that's so exciting. It's been like over a year that you've been allowing this to like simmer and
exactly.
Ideas. Yay. I'm really happy for you. That's great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sure.
Awesome. Miss Kim, how are your 2-week goals coming along?
I'm still working on them. Well, the one I'm actually waiting, I did my website, I got my host name hooked up to it, so it'll come out as imecoaching.com. But I haven't made it go live because I'm waiting for 2 more testimonials, and then it's going live, like I'm done. So I ran it past some people and they were like, no, this is cool, and all my buttons work and my pictures are uploaded, so I'm just waiting to do the other. My profiles, I did not do yet because of my website. I couldn't put my website on, so I was kind of waiting.
That's all.
Right.
And then
good
I'm like super nervous, then it'll be on, but yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That like that buzzing feeling, the dance between excitement and fear. Is that what you're talking about? Yeah.
Yep. Like, I guess I'm going to have to pay attention because people might be signing up for a call. So,
Tara actually had a little bit of an experience like that this week where people started to sign or like reach out to her. Sorry, Tara, I'm totally putting you on the hot seat. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, it's real. Oh my gosh.
Congratulations.
Actually, on that note, Tara, how are your 2-week goals coming along?
Well, so my 2-week goal was to lock down 3 clients, which I haven't done. So it's a little depressing for me, but I've been doing like reaching out on Facebook and handing out flyers, and I have 11 people that are interested, but I haven't like closed on anybody yet. So and that was my only goal. I'm still like Kim said, like I'm still getting testimonials in, and I have a really great one that I just got from someone that I did work with, and I'm going to put that on my website. And I just feel like some people just say like just the right thing and you want everyone else to hear what they said. It's so good. So I'm going to put that on my website, and then probably my goals for next week are going to be the same thing. I'm shooting for 3 clients seems like a low number and I'm really comfortable with it and just keep charging forward.
Good for you. Yeah. Yay. And how exciting to have such an inspiring testimonial to feature on your site and share with the world. That's a really great feeling when it feels like really aligned and also really inspired. It's like, yes, good for you. Yay. Amy, how are you doing with your goals? Oh, I'm going to unmute you.
All right.
There we go.
Are we good? Sorry about that. Okay. So I had three goals. One of which was to start the morning practice, the miracle morning, which I did great that first week. And then I kind of didn't do so great around the holidays. So I know in the book, it says you don't have to do it 7 days a week, but I think for me, I probably do need to do it 7 days a week, at least in the beginning. So I know you said you're going to roll that out at some point to kind of do it together. So I think once we all kind of do it and I have you guys to kind of hold me accountable, I'll do better. But I'm still getting up earlier than I used to and still doing, at least a 5-minute meditation type thing. And I'm writing every morning. I've been doing that for probably a year now. But, as far as the six savers, I'm not doing all of them. So it's a work in progress. My other one was scheduling. And as you know, that went amazingly well. So I had my planner. I'm kind of blocking out everything per hour. And, still things come up. I have three kids, so things definitely come up. But for the most part, it's been like a game changer. So it's awesome. Just finding my little nooks and crannies of time has been awesome. Yeah. And then I think my third one was clarity. So I don't quite have complete clarity yet, but I'm working on it and I'm getting there. I know on the office call, I mentioned that whole gift wrapping thing. Mm-hmm. So I did go forward with that and I made this whole flyer and I did a little bit of research on pricing and I just handed out my first, I like taped up in my office my first flyer today. So I'll be
here. Yay!
Congrats. Maybe I'll have a goal of three clients by next week too, Tara.
That's awesome.
Nice. That's a good goal.
But yeah, that's it.
Thanks for sharing that. That's awesome. I appreciate that you brought that to office hours last week and then you weighed it out and you implemented it and you're putting it into action. That's really, really inspiring. It's like taking action to me it's so gutsy.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, completely out of my comfort zone to hang that up today in the office where everyone knows me. I'm like, oh my God, does this sound stupid? Is it too wordy? Is it too last minute? Because I really didn't do, although we had talked about doing, kind of researching more and doing like a survey of who would even be interested. I just felt like it was too late in the game if I wanted to do it this year to even do that. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to throw it out there. I'm not investing a lot of money in anything. So I just kind of winged it.
Awesome.
Doesn't have to be perfect, right? Just has to be done.
Exactly. I love that. Good for you. That's awesome. Yeah. It's like the risk to reward ratio. The reward is a lot larger than the risk. It's like hanging flyers, not a huge like overhead there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you. You're stretching through the comfort zone too. So cool. Yeah. Ashley, how are you doing with your goals?
Hello. So I had two goals. One of them was to just continue doing some research and talking to people and about what I want to do. And I've been doing that and making some good progress there. So that's good. The other was to figure out if I think that I'm cut out for all of this. And if you asked me today, I would probably say no, because I had some interesting emails and conversations today where I just didn't walk away feeling great, but I know that's going to happen. Am I throwing in my towel? No, I'm definitely not. It's just, it was a hard day of stuff. So just a little bit of a setback. So, but
if you would have asked me last week, I would have said, heck yeah. So just changes.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. Did you see that little hilarious infographic I put in one of the workbooks where it's like entrepreneurship?
Yes.
Like,
oh, yeah. Totally did. Yeah, like, I'm great. I suck. Like, so I'm on the bottom right now, but it's okay.
Yeah. You're so not alone. And eventually it does start to go more up than it does down, but then we start to challenge ourselves to like do big, crazy things. And so then it's like, you're totally not alone. Did anybody else have a wonky day like Ashley did? I did. I'm just going to be real about it. Like my day was weird. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thanks for sharing that. Herky, how you doing? With your goals.
Hi. I had goals for a morning routine, which went well the first week, but during Thanksgiving, no. The kids were away to my sister, so I just did whatever I wanted to do, sleep in and other things. But I also had other goals of writing content, which I've been, in terms of time management, I still feel like I'm everywhere and not too structured, but since I put that just sit in front of the computer for 30 minutes, even if you're just staring at it, I put that goal for myself and start writing, start getting out there. I think that is helpful. So that's helping me move forward. But yeah, like I feel like the biggest challenge is when you're entering the waters, and like Ashley was saying, it's more like, I think we need a session on that, or an element on dealing with the feelings, the fear, the excitement, everything, and the lows, we're not used to the lows, you know, as much as we hate corporate, but at least I do, but there is this, you know, very structured, you know, uniform way of going, and it's not that I'm not a risk taker and stuff, but still, like, getting used to all those new feelings and, you know, working past them, I feel because it's like it's a roller coaster right now, up and down, up and down, up and down. I think it's more of a battle with yourself than with anything on the outside, like, oh, am I doing the right thing? Am I cut out for it? Did I make a wrong decision? Or you know, where am I headed? Those kind of things.
Totally. Yeah, Ashley's like, yep. Yeah, we all feel crazy, right? It's like, what am I doing? This is nuts. Thanks for sharing that, Herky. And I appreciate that ask around some kind of a resource or resources with regard to how to navigate it and how to manage the roller coaster that happens. So this week I will be creating a video. Jessica's already seen this because I created one for her like 6 months ago. I don't think any of the rest of you have. Maybe Herky, maybe you have. At any rate, so it just so happens that Life Fund Purpose, the program, right, the modules that are in there are totally related and supportive to each element of entrepreneurship, like growing as an entrepreneur. So right now, like, we're in the gremlins stretchy stage, right, where the gremlins are kicking up and the self-esteem and the self-love, so module 4, and the self-agency around discipline and time management, so module 5. So every one of the Life Fund Purpose modules is like a supporting foundation block of entrepreneurship as well. So I'm going to record a video about that later this week that was already on my radar and share it with you ladies. And I was intending to, and this is a great reinforcement of that, I was intending to tie in how to implement the tools that you've been learning in Life Fund Purpose and utilize those to support your journey forward when all of this stuff starts coming up, right? So yeah, I appreciate that a lot. And like mindfulness today, I literally, this is fun. Today, I literally got to do my window of safety breathing exercise with myself around something that was going on, like related to my business. So I use these tools too, ladies, like all the time. The Life Fund Purpose Toolkit is like, it's so useful for business as well. You're certainly not alone, but mindfulness, breathing, keeping things in perspective, calling out our stories, using Byron Katie's tool, The Work, recognizing cognitive distortions, right? Like, am I overgeneralizing? Am I catastrophizing? Am I, you know, all those things. So don't forget about your Life and Purpose tools, but I'll talk about that more in my video. Jazz, little check-in from you around your goals.
Yeah, my goals, honestly, it was really vague. It was just to continue researching and learning, since that's kind of the track that I'm on. But I think the biggest point of progress this week was starting technically my individual coaching journey with you. So that was really exciting. And I think I feel a little bit better about my organizational methods between team and LFP, because I was definitely, I think, with all of the content and materials and just like wanting to consume everything, but one, how to keep it organized, and also two, how to prioritize for what I'm really looking to do, slash I don't really even know what I'm looking to do, but I have a little bit clearer of a path now. So I think I at least have like a jumping point from here on out, and I feel a little bit more in control rather than just like being overwhelmed in a positive way, but still overwhelmed with everything that you're throwing out and the team is throwing out. So that's good. A little more clarity there.
Yay. Thanks for sharing that. Much appreciated. So glad you're feeling more organized around all that. Yeah, the content junkie inside of us is like, give me all the things. And then the like real life situation in us is like, I can't eat a mountain all in one bite. You have to pare it down. So thanks for that. Okay, so we'll do a quick round of setting goals for the next 2 weeks. We'll do that at the end of this call. So I'm going to go ahead and shift gears. I think I touched on everyone that was here first for the first call. Cool. All right, let's do some activities together. So hopefully element one and two didn't scare the bejesus out of you ladies, insofar as like, am I qualified to be an entrepreneur, and like doing these assessments and then like feeling like, well, I don't know. Like, am I? These were not necessarily meant to have you question yourselves in even greater depth. These were to create an objective awareness around what you got working for you and what you might have that's not so much working for you. And I was listening to this audiobook a few weeks ago. I can't remember what it was called, but this guy who's been like a multimillionaire business, blah, blah, blah. And this book is about like, are you cut out to be an entrepreneur? And I'm listening to this book, and I have to say, I disagreed with a lot of what he said, because I have seen evidence otherwise so many times. But he was essentially saying that like the traits of a successful entrepreneur are fixed. Like you can't learn them, or yeah, you can't learn them. You can discover them, but you can't learn them. And so it was great that I listened to that particular book, because it had me really checking in with my beliefs around this and my experience around this and what it is I want to really be like, you know, sharing with you ladies. And I wholeheartedly disagree with what he's saying 90% of the time, 90% of cases. Sure, there are some people who are just, they're not cut out for it, maybe 10, 20%, something like that. And I know it when I sense it, you know, and I'm never trying to like fill someone with like the hope that they can when really I see that they can't. But for the most part, I do think that this can be learned, and it can be learned to any scale or any degree, which is what element number three is going to be talking about next week, around like you can have a one person business and thrive and like have a great lifestyle and make great money. And like, you can totally do that. You don't have to become like a mega Richard Branson, right? Or you can, right? Or you can totally aim to have like a multi-employee nonprofit or business or whatever that's like kicking ass. So I think to generalize entrepreneurship and say that like it can't be learned and we can't learn the essential core attributes is inaccurate. And I'm speaking to this because you might come across literature or articles that say like, oh, if you aren't good at this, or if you don't have this, you know, personality characteristic, then don't even try it, because you're just going to be disappointed. I humbly disagree. So what it does come down to, though, which we'll be exploring here in this quick exercise, is identifying our strengths and our weaknesses then gives us the awareness of, okay, I need to be mindful that I have this weak spot, right? Like mine used to seriously be waking up late, staying up late, like not batching my time, not being very organized, having a little bit too much fun. So once I started to rein all that in and I got some great like support and coaching around that, like I learned how to be accountable and I learned how to be a hustler and I learned how to do what I needed to do, come hell or high water. But that wasn't necessarily my like default go-to mode. I had to like practice those muscles. So weaknesses, there's two camps of thought here. And both of them are relevant. One is don't focus on your weaknesses, delegate it out, right? Delegate it out or figure out a way to work around your weaknesses. And then the other camp would be strengthen those muscles as much as you can so that they're not a detriment. So that you're not like dragging and, you know, a flat tire as you're trying to cruise along. So there's like, ways to tune into which route to go with that and why. But I think that if you're on a bootstrappy situation and you can't delegate yet, or you don't have like the bandwidth to hire an assistant, see what you can do to put your nose to the grindstone and start to really lean into those core C's, or the core three, sorry, and learn the grit, learn to commit, and learn to, you know, tell your ego to quit, right? Those three like core elements. And usually that can do a lot to compensate for weakness or laziness or procrastination or perfectionism or what have you. So let's go ahead and check in with each other. This will be a rapid share round robin. That's too many R's for my comfortability. But we're going to go in a circle like we do on the other group calls. And I would just like I'll name each of you, in the series here. I would just love for each of you to check in with each other around one or the other of these two questions. So A is asking, what were your three of your top strengths? So that could be from module 1.1. How can you leverage them to your advantage with the core three, commit, grit, make your ego quit? And then B is, what are your not so strong strengths, or what are your weaknesses? And how can you either strengthen them, compensate, or work around them so that you're leaning into the core three? So this is just like a supportive awareness exercise, helping each other to tap into this. And you've probably already done this legwork in the workbooks themselves. If you haven't, that's okay too. But yeah, let's do a quick round of this and just choose one of the questions to ask your fellow sister. And in response, let's do like 30 seconds. Keep it quick because we've got some other activities to cover. 30 seconds, 45 seconds, something like that. Cool. All right. Is this making sense? Is everyone all right with doing this exercise? Great. Thank you. Okay. So I'll start with Amy. Would you be willing to ask Ashley one of these questions, A or B?
Muter.
Oh.
Sorry. Got it. There you go. One of these meetings, I'll get it right. Okay. Ashley, what are your top three strengths?
My top three strengths, I would say, are I'm driven, I'm effective at communicating, and then I'm also pretty responsible and hold myself accountable for the most part. So, and then how can I leverage them to your advantage with the core three? Well, I didn't get to 2.2, so I didn't read them, but I think you said they're commit, grit, and letting go of your ego or telling it. The commit it's just because I'm driven and responsible. I think I can definitely leverage those and then with that. And then being effective at communication also helps, but maybe I should also just talk to myself more to get rid of my ego and and my self-doubt and all of that, and just do these things anyways that are so stretchy and outside of my comfort zone. So
thanks for sharing that. Yeah, that's actually a pretty great way to tie that in, right? Like, I'm a good communicator. How about my self-communication with my ego?
Totally. Maybe I could do that more.
yeah. Circling back to the life on purpose modules, like module 3, dive into that and like you know, start to build this internal communication where when the gremlins pop in or the procrastination monster comes in, you're just like, you know what? I'm a good communicator and I'm going to tell you no.
Tell you to shut up, go away.
Yeah. Thanks for tying that in. That was awesome. Yeah. Leveraging our strengths toward ourselves is a really great thing. Ash, would you be willing to check in with Tara?
Yes. Hey, Tara. So what I'll ask be then, what are three of your not so strengths or weaknesses, and how can you strengthen them or work around them so that you're leaning into the core three?
I was actually hoping you would ask me this one because just by default, it's easier for me to see my weaknesses, I think. So I think that I could really strengthen my time management. I have a lot of work still around like my self-talk and self-doubt. And I know that's like a big weakness right now. And this kind of ties in with it. But, and also seeing like, seeing this big picture of what I want to accomplish or what I want to create, but then like the steps that I take are usually like very small, like super safe and like not really in line with the vision that I want to create. So with the core three, I mean, I think that inherently will just help with the scheduling issue that I have. I already printed out, I started my 30-day Miracle Morning Challenge a couple days ago, and I printed out like all this stuff, and I'm like checking everything off through the day and being super accountable. And so I'm trying to turn that around. And to compensate and work around like self-talk, I actually sent Fawn an email today. Well, I sent her one yesterday. I called it a Dear Diary email because I just like got super emotional and poured my heart out. And I was like, I'm having such a hard week. And then today I sent her another email because I had finally read Element 2.2. And she said all these magical things that was such good perspective for me. And so for like the self-talk and the taking too small of action steps, I mean, I think this is it. We're in it right now, being with other like-minded people and helping hold each other accountable and helping lift each other up.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah. I'm with you on that one, on all of that. Definitely need some lifting up and being held accountable and being like, I don't have to know everything. I just need to start doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks for that check-in, ladies. That was great. Tara, would you be willing to check in with Herky around one of these two questions?
Yes. Herky, what are your three top strengths and how would you leverage them to your advantage with the core three?
Oh, I'm passionate, also driven and resourceful, and I am patient, and perseverance is one of my strengths. So what I identified, again, I didn't get to 2.2, how I will tie up. But basically, this is what, you know, helps me going, especially because of my meditation practice. A lot of times when, you know, I have doubts or anything else, I feel like because of that, I'm able to pull through challenges and still move forward. So, and going through the strength, the list this morning, I was, in fact, it gave me, I was relating to so many of those and felt quite happy that I could, you know, so many of those strengths of a business I could relate to. I do have a lot of other weaknesses, but they were not in my list. So that kind of cheered me up. So, yeah.
Great.
Thanks for sharing that. Yeah, I'm glad that that resonated with you. And you were like, oh, wait, maybe I do have a lot of these going on. Awesome. Thanks for sharing that. You just used a word that I want to highlight is resourceful. I encourage everybody to like keep resourcefulness on top of mind as a business owner, because a lot of this is improvisational duct taping, magneting things together sometimes, whether it's our schedule or our MVP or our first client call. Like sometimes we're just like building the plane as we fly. So resourcefulness is, oh my God, it's like top. It's really important. So thanks for speaking to that one, Herky. Awesome. Would you be willing to ask, let's see, Jasmine, A or B?
Okay. So Jasmine, what are the three of your not so strengths or weaknesses, and how can you strengthen or work around them into core three?
So I think the weakness that irritates me the most is that I can't seem to retain or reiterate or teach what I learn to the standard that I want to be able to do so. And I need to figure out where that like disconnect is coming, because I, in the moment, am absorbing and really feel connected to what I'm like learning and reading. And then I know a good teacher then can like turn around and tell anyone and everyone, and it be clear and concise and understandable. And I just can't seem to make that connection. So that's a big one. I also have, I have like such strong confidence, but then in opposition to that, there are certain areas I have such strong self-doubt. And I still haven't unpacked where like that disconnect is coming, only in very like specific areas. As a third, I find that I'm impatient with myself. So I have extreme patience for just about like everyone else. But with myself, it's just like, let's go. You're better than this. You've got more than this. Why haven't you made this happen or figured this out? Or why is this not going right? So let's see, what's the compensate around the so you're leaning into the core three. I feel like I'm really committed to the like knowledge absorption and like the path right now. So I don't really know quite the retention part of it. I'm still trying to figure out how to learn, I guess. Grit, it's hard when it's like I have grit against other people. So I'm really like not heavily affected by others. It's really myself. So I actually don't know the answer to these for how to lean into the core three, honestly. Yeah, but at all, I'm at a loss. I actually didn't get to element 1.2, but I was just reading it. And cut the ego. I don't know. I don't take anything personally. I shouldn't say anything, but I'm not really affected personally by others, because I feel like my bubble is really strong, but like within my own bubble is where the issue is.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. And that is like, that's been coming up a lot, I think, in these conversations around like, it's our own internal critics and internal gremlins more than anything. Oh, oftentimes, right? It's like the stories we have about ourselves and all that that brings. And I appreciate your honesty with that. And I think that that this will be a good exercise for you, hopefully, Jazz, this specific question, like how do these tie together for you? And how can you like use your strengths to support your core three? And how can you work with your weaknesses in a way where you're still able to commit and use your grit and like let go of your ego when it comes into play? So yeah, when you get to that, I'm excited for you to play with that. Thanks. Jazz, will you check in with Kim around one of these questions?
Sure, Kim. I'm gonna stick with your three weaknesses. What do you think that your three weaknesses or not so strengths are, and how can you strengthen or compensate or work around them?
Okay. I think my weaknesses are sometimes setting boundaries. I'm either like all in, like nonstop, and I just go. And so as far as setting boundaries with my time, I think I'm bad at. Staying committed to a new routine, is difficult for me. And sometimes follow through. Sometimes I'll start off really good and then I'll kind of fall off. How does that for the, so commitment, when it comes to a new routine, I kind of suck with that. So I have to figure out a way to build that up. Let's see, with grit, I think just in general for me, I'm always trying to do better. So I think it's kind of intrinsic in me to just keep pushing forward, keep pushing forward. So even though I do fall off, I will just keep pushing and try it again. I don't completely fall off. And what's the last one? Ego?
Ego, yeah.
Ooh. I guess learning not to take things so personally and not to get down on myself. I guess maybe to show myself some compassion when I fall off and just keep pushing and try again. So.
Yep. Yeah, I can understand that. Compassion's a big one. You made me think of when you said routines and trying to figure out what works. Like you maybe think about you. I'm sure you have routines right now that have worked for you.
Yes.
So what makes the ones that are working really well for you now? Like what could you translate? Because you seem like there are definitely areas where you're like just kicking ass.
Right.
So, yeah. You've got it in you. Translate it.
Yeah. That's a great point of supporting evidence there, Jess. Thanks for that. Piggyback or habit stacking, I think is what he calls it in Atomic Habits. But yeah, if there's something that you already do regularly, whether it's brush your teeth or like play chess, whatever, piggyback something onto that and like it can help to strengthen the momentum. Thanks for that addition, Jasmine.
Thank you.
Yeah. Kim, would you be willing to check in with Bryn?
Yes. Hey, Bryn.
Hey, Kim.
I am going to go with what are three of your top strengths and how can you leverage those to connect to the core three?
Okay. So, again, I didn't get to 2.2, but my three top strengths, I would say I am extremely compassionate and I genuinely care about other people and how they're doing in their life. And I mean, in my job right now, I'm a manager and that's, you know, obviously one of the things that I need to be is compassionate to be a good manager. I'm also... I would say I'm reliable. If I tell someone I'm going to do something, I will do everything in my power to get that done. Even if I at some point think, oh, why did I even tell this person I'd do this? I don't want to do this anymore. I'll still do it because I said that I would. So, so that's how I hold myself accountable, I think. Is by following through with telling someone that I'll do something. And then my third top strength, I would say I'm dedicated, I think. Again, it goes along with following through with what I say I'm going to do. If I you know, make a commitment to do something, I will dedicate myself and get that done. And how can you leverage that to your advantage? So commitment isn't a huge issue for me. If I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to commit to do it for other people. Now, when it comes to myself, that's a different story. If I try to commit something to myself, I may fall a little short just because there's no one there to hold me necessarily accountable. With grit, I'm not exactly sure what grit means because again, I didn't get to that section. But I can say that For the past 30 years, I've been a dedicated fitness nut, and I personally think that takes a lot of grit. So I think I can apply those principles to any other area of my life as well. And letting go of ego, that's a good one. It's something I've actually been working on for a while, and I think that gets easier with age. I'm in my late 50s, later. And it's definitely something that comes easier with age, and not that it's not something that still needs to be worked on, but it's something that has, this is something I've been working on for the past few years for sure. And I think I'm progressing at that. So
cool. Thanks for sharing that. I love how you tied in your grit with fitness and how you can use that to leverage like grit with this journey. Yeah, that's great. And you reminded me of something. I didn't put a definition in the workbook around what grit is. My apologies, ladies. So there's a great TED talk by Angela Duckworth who studies resilience and grit. And that's a great starting place. And you can just type in like TED talk about grit or resilience. But essentially what it means is like the ability to keep going when shit gets hard, right? Yeah. Or when when we get a lot of resistance or we have a trauma, tragedy, loss, you know, dysfunction, et cetera, that happen, setbacks of any kind, and the ability to keep moving forward, you know, after doing whatever repair and healing we may need to do, being able to, you know, to keep moving forward. So thanks for reminding me that I should probably tell you ladies what I mean by grit. Thank you. Bren, would you be into checking in with Jessica around one of these questions?
Sure. So Jessica, what are your three not so strengths or weaknesses? And how can you strengthen compensator work around them?
Thank you for asking, Bryn. So I am the opposite of Jasmine. I take things too personally, and my self-esteem can really be influenced by feedback from others. And maybe because of that, I can be difficult to get to know. Because I'm kind of reluctant to offer up information because I don't want to hear something negative in response. And third weakness is that I have a tendency to shut down when I'm stressed. And so relating those to commit, grit, and quit your ego, obviously the ego aspect needs a lot of work. I need to do some self-work on that. And committing, I will need to work through the desire to just shut down and commit to move through and proceed and find a solution, despite what the feedback is. And with grit, yeah, I mean, I guess it's kind of like the same as commit in that respect, and just making sure that I have tools available to address kind of the avoidance of negativity, like, or the desire to avoid negativity, because it is going to pop up, and commit to just grit essentially and push through it and get to the other side and focus on my positive values that can support me.
Thanks for that check-in. Yeah, Jess, thanks for your vulnerability and sharing that. Who can relate with what she was talking about with like just the sensitivity around all of this? Yeah, it's real. Yeah, I mean, it's not real, but it's it feels really real. We can relate is what I'm trying to say. And yeah, I appreciate your openness about that. And I appreciate your desire to move through it and to like face into that, because that is like stretch zone 5,000 when we're getting, you know, opening ourselves up to people, talking about our business idea, AKA what feels like our baby, and like getting feedback, or, you know, so thank you for that. A resource that I would re-recommend, if it's been a while, is the Four Agreements. Agreement number 2, don't take anything personally. That one is like so good to just keep on hand and learn that letting go process over and over again of like, oh, okay, don't take it personally. And then also Byron Katie's The Work, which I think you're familiar with, Jess, and any of you. So really like the thoughts around this person didn't like, I'm gonna use a random example. This person didn't like my branding color palette. Oh my gosh, like, am I an idiot? Did I choose the wrong thing? What am I doing? Why am I even an entrepreneur, right? Spiral, spiral, spiral. And we can use The Work to call out that the thought that's causing the suffering, and we can run it through The Work and clean it out and like, you know, reality check it, et cetera. So those two tools I think you have in your toolbox already, and any of the rest of you who related with what she shared. But yeah, that felt really tender and I wanted to give you some resources there. And I think Ren completes the circle, or Amy completes the circle. Yeah, so Jess, would you be willing to check in with Ren and then Ren with Amy? And let's try to keep this laser, ladies. We're doing a great job, but I want to make sure we're staying on track. Thank you.
Hey, Ren.
Hey, Jess.
All right, I'm going to end on a positive note. Can you please offer up what 3 of your top strengths are and how you can leverage them with the core 3?
Let's see. Okay. Oh, strengths. Let's see. I can be stubborn, which could be viewed either direction, but I'm going with as a positive because it means I don't know when to stop, which is good because if I did know when to stop, I would have given up on this a long time ago. long time ago. I am responsible, which is another double-edged sword because it is. But it is good because it helps me to encourage me to stay focused as much as I can and stay stubborn, and just get shit done. And I take a lot of pride in my work, which I'm going to say is another double-edged, but that's a positive because that means I'm not going to put out shit. I want my work to be good. I want it to mean something. And because I'm also stubborn and responsible, it's going to. It might take a little work, but it's going to. And I think that kind of covers it.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing that, Ren. Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate how you're noticing these characteristics within yourself, and you're realizing that there's like the interpretation and the implementation can be either beneficial or detrimental. And I think that's the case with most characteristics, right? If it's too in one direction, then things get wonky, things get pretty off balance. But especially with things like stubbornness, right? Being able to see that in a positive light, like stubbornness on the other side of that same coin is resilience and grit. So hell yeah, right? Awesome. That was really great to get that perspective around like a positive spin on these things, being mindful of that. Mm-hmm. Thanks for that. And I think Amy completes the circle. Is that right? Ren, would you be willing to check in with Amy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Hi, Amy. Okay. You're still muted.
Oh, I know. I did
there
it.
There you go. You got it.
All by myself. Ridiculous. Hi.
Hey. Well, okay, let's go ahead and finish off the whole round on a positive. So what are your top 3 strengths and how do you want to leverage them to your advantage?
Okay. So I think my top 3 strengths are, one is definitely in the moment, I'm super driven. to make something happen. I don't know exactly what's going to happen yet, but I am super driven to make something happen. And I have not always been like that. I mean, actually, I was probably opposite of that, you know, not that long ago. But I am just, I'm super excited to just make something happen in my life, make some changes and, you know, forge ahead. Another one is probably, creative. I think I'm pretty creative. And when I say creative, I don't just mean like in a crafty way, but I think I'm kind of crafty, but, just, you know, a way to work around things. I can find creative solutions. I think that can help, in an entrepreneur type manner. I did not read 2.2 yet either, but I do kind of have it on my phone. So I gave it a quick go through. And another strength is maybe my energy. I am energetic. I don't seem to need a ton of sleep, which is good for me right now because with everything I'm doing, I don't want to have to sleep too much. But I do have some bags under my eyes, so maybe my skin is telling me something different. But right now I'm full of energy, I'm driven, and I'm excited to be here. As far as how to leverage that, with commit, I'm just, you know, I think that has a lot to do with being driven. And I don't know, like I said, I didn't read 2.2, but all I know is that I am writing everything. Like, I think writing everything down for me is huge. I have that 5-minute journal. So I write in that in the morning and at night. I have this new planner that I got that has like list your top 3 goals for the day. I just think for me, having these positive things and what I want to get done in my face every single day and on my stupid little post-it notes all over my house, and my kids think I'm crazy and my son makes fun of me, and I'm just like, screw you. I don't say that to him, but that's what I'm like, you know what? You just wait. You wait when I'm like taking you on these trips. And so it's got to be in my face, or I don't think about it. I don't remember it. And then I go, you know, up and down with my self-esteem or my self-doubts. But if it's in my face and I just keep putting one little step in front of the other, it keeps me, I don't know, just feeling like I'm doing something and getting somewhere. So yeah. That's it. I have some reading to do ahead of me. I know that.
That was so inspiring. Who's feeling energized by Amy's, like, what she just said? I'm like, woo! Yes, you can be the captain of the cheerleading squad and team. That was like super motivational. Oh, love it. Thanks for sharing that. And yes, like, who has found it advantageous to, whether it was before Workbook 1.1 or before in your life, writing things down, like creating blocks in your schedules, like sticky notes, things in your face. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Super helpful for a lot of people, not everybody. Yeah. Some people are able to somehow like run into the jungle and find their way and whatever, but yeah. Organization certainly helps. So yay. Thanks for that. All right. Great round, ladies. That was really inspiring and in so many ways to witness for me. Hopefully it was for you too. And what I want to kind of package this together with saying right now is when you start to doubt yourself, when you start to feel lost, when you start to lose steam, when you start to hit the doldrums, come back to this exercise, come back to your strengths, come back to the core 3, and remind yourself that you have these strengths, you have these things inside of you, you are doing well in life in other areas, like you're showing up for yourself in ways. So whatever your strengths are, the 3 and more, I just did 3 tonight because for the sake of time, but use, like, pick up that basket, go over to the core 3 and ask yourself, how can I apply these to my commitment, my resilience and grit, or my release of my ego right now? And it's so amazing. It's, I'm going to say trippy because my parents are hippies, but it's really trippy how combining these 2 things and like, because we can feel kind of hopeless and like flaily sometimes when it's like, well, I don't know how I'm supposed to keep moving forward. I don't know. My ego is going crazy today. Like, I don't know what to do about this. And we forget that we have strengths. We forget that we have gotten shit done in our lives. We forget that we have these like powerful tools. So if and when this happens, which it will many, many, many times, I'm not going to sugarcoat it, grab your strengths basket, bring it over to the core three and say, how can I play with this right now? Okay, I know I'm resourceful. How can I get resourceful about being committed right now? Oh, I can call my sister. She can check in on me every other day and see how my progress is going, right? So this is how we kind of tie all this stuff together. Making sense? I'd love to hear any questions before we go into exercise, next exercise. Okay, cool. Herky, hi. Yeah.
Not a question, just I remembered that, you know, I used to do this when I was a stay-at-home mom and went back to work. So I, when I was applying for jobs, you know, it can get really stressful with the interviews and what's the outcome and stuff. So near my desktop, I would put these big, not even posted, they were like big letters that would put self-love, detachment from outcome, all these things, which I feel like helped me so much. Because I gave myself 2 months where I will not, whatever the interview outcome is, I'm not going to bother about it. Just keep applying. I had these, I'll do 10 applications a day and I'm going to not worry about, you know, what's the result. And then I needed so much dosage of self-love. Even my son used to laugh at me because I used to put these things around my desktop. And just getting out, going for a walk, getting out in the nature. And I was just recollected that how it helped me. And I think I should get back to the same. For business as I'm setting up the business too.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing that. Good for you. I love, yeah, you've already put that into practice, like with something really stretchy and vulnerable and scary. And it was helpful for you. Thanks for sharing that. I just realized, Aliana, I don't know why, but my screen didn't show you during that round, darling. I'm sorry. Let's see here. I'll check in with you. Are you okay to do that exercise before we move on?
Yeah, of course. I was wondering. Okay. I had stopped. I didn't know if it was my service.
I'm not sure, but let's go ahead and do it. So I'm going to ask you, A, so what are three of your top strengths and how can you leverage them to your advantage with the core three?
Okay. It would be that I'm optimistic, creative, and I would say determined. And then to hone in on the, look at my notes.
Yeah.
For the core three, for committing, I would say that that's when like my determined attitude would come to play. And it's just a matter of being committed, even when you feel like your world is just caving in. I think that's when you really have to show up for yourself and just holding myself accountable. When it comes to the grit, that's really dancing and discomfort. Like you said, that's like, that has been like one of my favorite sentences. It's so beautiful. As for the ego, well, it's on a positive note. So I would say, well, you had said not to take things personally. And I feel like when whatever you're starting or whatever you're doing, a lot of times we're our own worst critics, especially me. Like, I'm like, oh my God, what if I do something wrong? Or I don't know, what if I'm not on the right path? I'm always like wondering like, oh, if something goes wrong, is this a sign from God? Am I not meant to do this? And it just, I just have to realize, hey, it's just a bad day and tomorrow's a new day. And so that's it.
Yes. Thanks for sharing that. That last piece that you just mentioned, I'm like, ooh, I felt so much. Does anybody else have like a personal resonance around like, am I choosing the right path or am I bananas? Like, what am I doing? Kind of second guessing. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that, Aliana, because it's so common. It's so, so relatable. Yeah, for sure. One of the tricks I learned from Mary Morrissey a long time ago, she's huge coach, was to wait 3 days for anything. So like if we're pissed about something, if we're having a meltdown, if we're like spiraling around analysis paralysis, write it down and say, I'm going to come back to this in 3 days so that our brain knows that we're coming back, and then come back 3 days later and see how we feel about it. And if it's different, then, you know, there's that. But if it's the same, then perhaps something to pay attention to. But anyways, that just reminded me of that trick, kind of separating the immediacy of something like that. Cool. Thanks for sharing that. Okay, let's go back to, I got everybody, I think, right? Okay, let's do screen share. All right, so let's mosey on with the little time we have left here, the airport test. So I'm going to just pick a volunteer or two for the sake of our time together, because I do want to set goals at the end of our call here, takeaway and goals. So who had a chance to do the airport test from Will It Fly? Show of hands. Okay, about half the group, I think. Sorry, I'm like toggling back and forth with this silly screen share. Okay, so feel free to share your airport test in our private Facebook team wall in Element One, or just share it. Because this is where shit gets really inspiring, right? This is where we're connecting with our life in 5 years as we would love it to be, as we're telling somebody about it. So this, it might seem kind of like, I don't know, like a silly visioning exercise or something, but it's actually massively important. And I'm so glad that Pat Flynn included this in the book. All of the seminars and trainings that I have done as a participant and that I've like kind of pulled in reference to create team, all of them had something similar to this airport test, where it's like 3 years down the line or 5 years down the line, best case scenario, you know, like, so this is what sets our future anchor for our personal life and also for our business. So as you were reading in the workbook and also in Pat Flynn's book, it helps us to like create a trajectory. Even if we don't necessarily know what our business is yet, we know like if we want to own a beautiful home in the countryside with a farm and animals, we'll know that we probably don't want to create a business that has us traveling all the time, right? Or like whatever, like being super busy or in the city. So this vision is so important for our subconscious to anchor into. So the more that you reread your vision, and use the workbooks from Life on Purpose from module 2 and 7 about how to visualize and how to use active present tense and how to rehearse it with emotion so that your subconscious is like, yeah. And then also this is part of the framework and the roadmap toward your business as well. So as you continue to build, if you find that it starts to sway out of line with your 5-year airport test vision, then it's time to kind of check in and be like, ooh, like, am I okay with that? Or do I need to recalibrate in a way where my business isn't going gangbusters in some direction that has me like not living the life I want? Does that make sense? Okay, cool. So I'd love to hear somebody's airport test. I'll just do volunteers. And if there's no volunteers, I'm going to pick somebody. Show of hands if anyone. Yay, Kim.
Okay. I'm sorry. I just didn't. Okay. All right. So
I think you froze.
Am I still frozen?
Visually, but not, I can hear you. There you go.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm trying to find my copy. I had it and then I went off of it. Okay. Okay. So my first quadrant was travel. With my family, a girl's trip and a solo trip. One person of significance, maybe. I like to try Italy, do a cruise, Hawaii, Bahamas, and definitely be on the beach. The other one is to support my kids. Oh, so my second block was family. Support my kids in college, preferably being debt-free. Spend quality time with my kids and communicate openly about what we think, feel, and addressing conflict. They will know that I love them unconditionally. I will be an example of entrepreneurship and personal strength. We will travel every year, including my parents and my brother's family. Help them build their own businesses if they want, which they both have an entrepreneur spirit. and see them reach their dreams. Business, I am meeting, of course, is run with consistent clients, one-on-one clients, possibly group. I am me, body and soul open, which is my thing. That's my next thing I want to do with yoga practice. My teen groups are opening and operating in schools all over. I have developed a team. I'm helping women all over the world love being themselves. I have products and services online, sticky note affirmations, affirmation recordings, blog mugs, yoga mats, t-shirts, hats, socks, pins, journals, yoga classes.
Who's got the swag in her vision? That's great.
My income is more than I make teaching, and I am debt-free. I have freedom of time and finances. I have a physical and a virtual office, flexible schedule, that I remain transparent and authentic in my marketing and my coaching. And I help other coaches, yoga instructors, mindfulness teachers, etc. My last one is self-development, a consistent practice of mindfulness, yoga, and self-care that grounds me and feeds my soul. A love relationship with myself that no one can infiltrate, making decisions and communicating based on my values, needs, wants, and boundaries, and holy relationships with healthy boundaries.
Beautiful. Thanks for sharing that. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that. There was so much inspiration in there and like healthy core values. I really heard your core values come through in the description of that, which is always a really good sign when it's aligned. Yeah, beautiful. So I just decided, ladies, you have a new action item for the next 2 weeks. Your action item is to post your airport test in the Facebook group, and I will create a thread for that. I'm remembering now that like these workshops and trainings that I did, there was always a sharing element to it where like accountability was there, whether it was like a 10-week thing I was doing or like a workshop conference. So unless there's some, you know, really scrunchy reason for you not to, I encourage all of you in the next couple of days to post your, at least a piece of your airport test, if not like each quadrant, because there's so much inspiration and accountability with that. And there's also a lot of power speaking it to others, right? It's not our secret anymore that we have this magic dream to do the thing, right? Like once we speak it out, it's like, it's scary, but it's also so liberating because we know now that like we are called forth and supported in doing that. So, all right. Thank you for being receptive to that. So speaking of action items for the next couple of weeks, let's do a round of that, including who is interested in starting a Miracle Morning Challenge starting tomorrow morning for the rest of the month of December. Oh my goodness, you ladies are amazing. All right. Ren's like, I'll watch y'all. Yay. Oh my gosh. Okay. So let's do it. So, hopefully each of you have the Miracle Morning book. If you don't or can't afford it, let me know. I'm happy to send you a copy. And what I would encourage us to do is let's keep it simple because it's when we add a bunch of shit that we tend to fall off the rails, right? So let's keep it simple. And for me personally, I can't even believe I'm saying these words out loud. I'm going to be waking up at 6:30 in the morning. Usually I wake up at 7, so it's not huge, but I'm going to start with 6:30. And that's my parameter. So I'm going to start my morning practice earlier, essentially. And just that waking up earlier piece is something that I so, so, so desire. And it's like so challenging because I wake up with my puppies right there. And it's like, yeah, anyway. So I would like for us each to share like what that means to us. Like, okay, so my Miracle Morning Challenge for this month is, you know, waking up half an hour earlier and starting my day that much earlier, if not sooner. So each of you get to post that in the group. I'll create a thread for that. But definitely post what this looks like for you so we know, so we can check in with you about that. And then in that thread, I haven't found a convenient app to do this, so I'm just going to say let's do it in the Facebook group. But like, you can, you're welcome to post pictures of the sunrise or screenshots of your phone that you woke up at the time you said you would, or you know, tea at dawn or whatever, right? So anything that is helpful in sharing with the group, I think that that's a really helpful thing to do as well, is like check in. I'm doing this amazing fitness challenge right now, that if anyone's wanting to work out and can't find something fun, let me know, because it's awesome. But there's this thousands of women in this group, and we check in and send photos, and it's really vulnerable, but it's also really great, and I feel good about it. So checking in is great. So I'll post that tonight in the group, and let's go ahead and do a two week goals. We'll do like a rapid fire round robin around the circle. So take a moment to think about where you'd like to be. Let's choose one thing. Let's keep it lean. One milestone or metric that you would like to have met 2 weeks from now on this call. I'm going to join you in this one too, so I can be accountable with everyone. I'll start the round.
I'm sorry. Can you just repeat that? I just was got distracted for a minute.
Sure,
by
Sure. Yeah. The kid. Yeah. Yeah. A 2 week I'm goal, so like we did last time. Yeah. It's totally cool. And it can be the same one as before, if it's something you want to keep building on and strengthening, or it can be something new. Cool.
Okay.
All right, I'll start the round. So 2 weeks from now, I'm going to have all of my branding assets decided upon, being created by my creative team, in motion, no more questioning the colors and the fonts and the freaking photos. Like, it's going to be done. It's going to be in motion, out of my hands. So 2 weeks. Awesome. All right, Kim.
I am absolutely positively going to make sure that all my my testimonials are in, so that I can have those profiles up and my website go live. And I'm going to set a budget for one of my profiles when I have connection.
Awesome. Love it. Ashley, 2 week goal.
So in 2 weeks, my goal is to have set up kind of like the back end stuff for my freelancing and consulting side gig. Cause I think that'll give me peace of mind with my passion project stuff, is once I get that back end set up and can maybe start bringing in some income with that, I will feel better about the side stuff. So, or not the side stuff, the stuff I really want to do.
Great. Thank you. Ren, 2 week goal.
Well, I've got like three events coming up in the next 3 weeks. 2 weeks? I don't know. The last one is on the 17th, so I'm going to have to miss that call. But my goal for that particular event is to have 6 to 10 people paid participants, so we can have a really fun and successful event. And I am kind of nervous about that one because I just had it posted, and I've like barely begun marketing it. So that's my goal for that.
Love it. Yay. Congrats on all the gigs. That's really exciting. I will come to one of your art parties.
That would be so fun. I'd be so excited.
Right? I know. Or maybe we should do a group call where Ren's like facilitating and we all just bring our paints.
I've actually thought about doing, like, cause I've got some friends who would love to come to one of my parties, but they can't because they live halfway across the country. Uh-huh. And I'm like, well, how can I make this happen? Like, maybe we could do like a Skype call or something. I really want to do that for them. It'd be so much fun. And like, maybe put a kit together or something,
right,
that I can mail out ahead. That could be really fun.
Let's workshop that, Ren. Follow up with me. Cool. Love it. Ms. Herky, 2 week goal.
Yes, I'd like to have a landing page at least. Work on that.
Great.
Whatever platform I use, I need to finalize and just make one super simple, basic.
Great. Thanks for sharing that. And also, thank you for sharing all of your amazing posts and your wisdom and everything that you've been posting in the groups. Like, my goodness, I'm like, I'm going to hire Herky to write my content. It's so amazing and supportive. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Aliana, how about you? 2 week goal.
I guess the same goal, just really, finally having like a business name, something that like really resonates with me and just, it's me like in a name.
Awesome. Thanks for that. Jasmine, sorry, I always call you Jazz.
No, that's okay. I don't mind, Jasmine. So I have my first and second batch check-in with you, which entails also finishing the first and second module. So that's the big one. And then also additionally, I have a few kids that I tutor and two kids that I'm mentoring right now. So I really want to finalize their schedules so that my weeks and that 2:30 to 3:30 slot right after school is very clear in the next month moving forward with them.
Awesome. Good for you. Buttoning up some scheduling and creating time to do the other things you want to do. Beautiful. Tara.
So I mentioned that I want to keep the same goal, which is getting some clients. And I'm realizing that I have some unpacking to do about like how I might be energetically stopping myself from letting, like taking the steps to get these clients. So I still want that to be a goal, but I also, my another like add-on goal to that is to like be really aware of maybe where I'm stopping myself and not letting it actually happen. Cause I know that there's like good action steps that I could be taking, but I'm not because I'm scared, but I really want it to happen. So it doesn't really make sense. So I need to do some unpacking around that.
Thank you. Add one thing.
Yeah.
Tara, you said like you have the goal of having 3 clients. Isn't that goal like a difficult goal? Cause that's the final outcome, what you want. And that, you know, may or may not, like, I don't know, when I was doing, you know, financial advisor, we used to always have, I'm going to call this many leads or I'm going to have this many contact, this many people. Because the final result, it might make you spiral downwards, if you know, with the fluctuations initially. What do you think?
Okay. So I do see it as being like marginally, like outside of my control a little bit. But I mean, I guess I can have another goal, but I have my website and I have my Facebook page and I passed out flyers and I have reviews and Yelp and something, I forgot who was talking about it earlier. Maybe Amy, but this kind of like, and Fawn too, but this kind of like patch it up, make it work. Tape and magnets and just throw it together. And there's a way, there's even a book or a person who says like, there's a way to do everything. And so I don't know. I just feel like that's, maybe it's the final step, but for me, it's the next step. And so, and it's more loaded than just saying like, I have to get clients. I'm going to cry. It means I have to like step outside of my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Right. And that's why, I don't know. That's why I feel like you will be hard on yourself if you say I have to get now 1 client, 3 or 300. It's the number that if you chase that number, it'll, you can say I will, you know, whatever method you're using for marketing, you can say, I will have 10 flyers I'll post out. And you can push yourself outside the comfort zone for that. Mm-hmm. Or I will call 20 people or I will post 25. I mean, because that's in your control. But having that, your inner critic might just get too loud, you know. See, you haven't achieved 3, I told you. And that's my take. I just want you to be soft on yourself and yet keep moving.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing.
It's okay to cry.
It's important to cry.
It is. It's a beautiful thing, and it means you're so passionate. So just let it out. If you want me to start crying, I just start crying right now with you. Let it out. It's why you're going to be so amazing, because you care so much and you're working so hard, which is why it can bring you to tears. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
You're doing amazing. Let it out. We are here for you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Thank you.
100%. Yeah. It's scary shit. Like, oh, thank you, Tara, for being so vulnerable and honest. And who relates with where Tara's at right now? Like, maybe we're not necessarily shedding tears right now, but we were there a few minutes ago or hours ago. It's so, thank you. Thank you so much for.
I wanted to cry before this call. So there with you. I didn't, because I was like, I already put makeup on today and it's going to get on.
Can I say something real quick too?
Cheerleader. Yay. Captain of the cheerleading team. Yes.
Tara mentioned in her, I forget what we were talking about. I think in the very beginning, she had mentioned that she had like 11 people that were interested, and she just kind of let that go, where I'm thinking like, oh my God, like that's awesome. Like 11 people. That's a big number for just starting out. And I, you know, I just think she needs, you know, I think you need to like just be proud of yourself for that. Like, you have people interested. You just kind of keep knocking on their door and don't let them forget about you.
Yeah. Thank you.
If you were closer, I'd hire you. Lord knows I need you. My house is a disaster. So I think that's huge to have 11 interested parties that, you know.
Yeah. Learn Thank more. You for going back to that. I appreciate you shining light on that.
Yeah. Thank you, Amy. And I was on the heels of that. I encourage you to go back and listen to this recording, Tara, if it's not too stretchy, because you like fired, like 2 minutes ago, you fired up. You're like, okay, so I have my Yelp page and I've been handing out flyers, and you're like listing the things you've been doing. And I didn't want to interrupt you, but I'm over here. I'm like, do you hear yourself? Like, you are doing the things, girl. Like, it's fucking impressive. And it matters. Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. And y'all, it doesn't stop getting scary like this. Like, I know I keep saying I want to be honest with you, but it doesn't. But we learn how to turn the fear into excitement, and we turn the fear into this interesting energy that propels us forward. And I don't want to necessarily say I always look forward to being super scared about going to the next level, but it's always there. And what you're all experiencing right now, Tara, what you're experiencing right now, it's part of this like crucible and chrysalis that we're in as business women. And it's as painful and as scary as it is creating you into this person who's going to kick so, I mean, you already kick so much ass, but it's going to, like, your wings are going to be that much stronger when you do start to step through. So, yeah, thank you for that. Okay. Bryn, 2 week goal. And I know we're over time, so if anyone needs to hop off, go ahead. I'm going to finish this round though.
Okay, so first off, obviously I don't even have a clue what business I want to go into. And second off, I'm horrible at making goals. But as everyone else was talking through their goals, I started thinking, and a friend of mine and I are actually trying to put together a group of over 50 women who are interested in spiritual growth. So and I don't even know if this would develop into a business venture or not, but I thought that one of my goals could be to, and we've been getting together once a week and talking about how we can grow this group. So I thought one of my goals could be to actually establish a meetup, which is what we had talked about, inviting, you know, over 50 women to join our spiritual growth group. So,
ooh.
Yeah.
Awesome. I love that. Yeah, this is like, oh gosh, there's a term for this, but scratching your own itch, right? Like wanting a community of people.
Right. Like-minded
and exactly. Like, create it.
Exactly. Yeah.
So what's a specific goal that you'd like to set for that?
So my friend has already actually established a Facebook page. And our goal is to have people, you know, speakers come in. We'll have to find a venue, obviously, but have speakers come in once a month and just talk about tools for spiritual growth, the different tools that can be used for spiritual growth. And the reason we chose 50 and over is because we've both been involved with just generalized spiritual growth for women. And often those groups end up into a sort of a, I hate to say this, but a kind of a bitch fest on what's going on in their lives, you know, their boyfriends, their husbands, their kids. And quite frankly, when you're over 50, those things really aren't an issue in your life anymore. And you really are kind of, we're focused on seriously, you know, trying to grow ourselves spiritually. So that's kind of what prompted this is right now in our community, I don't think there's anything that captures that need.
Yay. Awesome. All right. Well, I'm excited. Well, I'm sure we all are excited to hear how that starts to unfold in the next couple of weeks. Yeah. Awesome. Let's see here. I think Jessica and Amy are left. Raise your hand if I haven't circled around to you. I got super emotional and lost my place. Okay. Jess, two-week goal.
I'm going to keep my landing page goal, which incorporates deciding on the name. So it's two-phased, but that's the ultimate two-week objective.
Beautiful. All right. Thank you for that. And Amy?
Okay. So I'm going to continue with last week and just kind of fine tune my scheduling and just kind of get that even better than it is right now, which was a lot better than it was 2 weeks ago. So just fine tune that. And then just on top of that, I still, you know, I'm like Bryn, where I feel like I still don't have a clue as to what kind of business I want to go into, because I just, like I said in the beginning, I just have ideas after ideas. So I would really love to kind of narrow down my list of like 30 or 40 ideas down to like maybe 5 to 10. And even though that's still not narrowed down a ton, it's still, for me, that would be really great just to have it kind of compressed a little bit into my top 5 or 10 choices and then go from there. See what can be side hustles right now and maybe, you know, see which ones really can be become a business. Instead of just a little side thing or craft or something like that.
Right.
No, I'd love to do that.
Great. All right. So distilling down or like kind of going through doing some housekeeping with your ideas and honing in on which ones are potential side hustles and which ones are potential viable business ideas or.
Both. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Just
great.
Just kind of have them all written down one right after the other and then kind of scratch off and.
Great.
Check mark and order them and
awesome.
Get my brain in order.
Totally. Yep. Great idea. And we're going to be getting around to this in 2 weeks, how to start like choosing ideas, coming up with ideas, how, like what metrics do we need to pay attention to as we look at ideas that are viable for business or not. So if you have a master list or a brain dump and you get a head start on that, then that's great.
Okay.
And I don't want to jump ahead of the team necessarily, but I will be giving you some helpful metrics, like kind of like a checklist sort of thing of like what is a good business idea and what's not and like how to kind of hone in on that.
Okay.
So, but master list is great. Perfect. All right. Nice, ladies. We've got some great actionable, tangible, measurable goals for the next couple of weeks, in addition to the morning miracle posting in the Facebook group, except for Ren, who's going to be the overseer and make sure that we're all doing what we say we're going to do with that. And then also posting your airport tests as well in the group. So, yep. And then element 3 will be released after office hours next week or sometime on Tuesday, maybe before And that one, yeah, that's when we start to like start implement into logistics of business. So that'll probably be more exciting than the foundation creation. All right. So thank you ladies for being here. I'm totally happy to stick around and do a takeaway round. Cause of course I'm always curious to know what you ladies are, what resonated with you, but if anybody has to hop off, by all means, just wave us a goodbye. We'll see you next time. All right. Good night.
I can quickly start and leave if that's possible.
Say that again. Oh,
I can quickly say if you want, if I can start first, then I can.
Yeah. Take away, Herky.
So I love that we have a sisterhood sharing journey of entrepreneurship, and I think it's going to be so supportive to know each other's challenges, to know, you know, what to give and take from each other. And I'm, you know, felt very good in that way, and also encouraged by each other. And like the morning routine, if we keep like a challenge of the month, like morning routine, or, you know, and towards the end of how to deal with sales calls or things like that, or feeling them, you know. Yes. So thank you. Thank you, Fawn. And thank you, everybody, for that.
Thank you, Herky. Yay. That's a great takeaway. Awesome. Let's see. Anyone else have to hop off like now? I'll put you next in line. Okay. I'll just go in a circle. Jasmine, thanks for hanging with us in the dark by candlelight. That's so great.
Yeah, you're welcome. Happy to be here. I think that my big takeaway is having the miracle morning. I think that getting started and having, I function really well under structure, and having people to hold me accountable will be really beneficial through that process, because it is something that I really want to do too. And then I have two, I guess, questions or slash one comment, one question. One, so Element 3 is released next Tuesday, and then we cover Element 3.1 next Tuesday to the following Tuesday, and then 3.2 from that following Tuesday to like the next call. Is that right?
No, Element 3 will be a week, and then Element 4 will be a week.
And okay, there's just two components to each element, is that what you're saying?
Some of them, yeah. I'm like trying to keep things bite-sized, so okay. I'm trying not to do
so we
more
cover,
than
yeah, that's okay. So we cover like an element, and then we'll have like an office hours, and then we cover another element, and then we have another team call.
Theoretically, yes, exactly.
Okay, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And then you said like a good way. So it's funny, I do, for the miracle morning, like check in to hold each other accountable. Mm-hmm. If we don't all check Facebook, there are some pretty good apps out there. But honestly, I do this with my college and career kids. And I do the making the bed challenge with them. And we honestly just use a Snapchat group. So I'm not in it with them because they're my students, but you can send snaps, as like, they don't have to disappear, and you can also save them to see them, or it can just be a message. So then it does disappear, or it can just be a chat that you can see. It's an option, but you know, there's a bunch of different ways to use the app. I don't know if that's too like millennial, but
I'm like, I have no idea how to use Snapchat. I'm just gonna say it, but that's great though. It gets me thinking, because maybe we could use Facebook Messenger or something.
Or there's like Facebook Messenger, or there's also just like actual apps out there that teams and teachers and coaches use for like just group messaging. So
we can
talk about that.
Have some that you recommend, please post them in the group, and then I'll check them out, and then I'll see who's interested in using those. Cool. Thank you.
Yep. Awesome. Yep, thanks.
Tara, hi, darling. I just want to hop through and hug you right now because I feel you.
I would love that. So same with Jasmine. I'm very excited to do the Miracle Morning with the group. I think that doing it with everyone will like really help me stay on track with that. And then, you know, I'm really glad, I don't think Herky's here anymore, but I'm really glad that Herky kind of like challenged me on my goal. I think it sort of lit me up a little bit. And I mean, And obviously I appreciate all the support and loving words, and that was just really interesting to have someone like challenge me on a goal like that, because it's true. Like, I could pick something that I have more control over. Yeah, that just, and I'm glad that it like struck an emotion with me, because I feel like relationships and encounters with people just get so much more dynamic once an emotion is hit and there's like authenticity that starts to happen. And well, not starts, but I mean, that was like, it was feeling very real for me. So, so anyway, that's all, just that observation. And I'm looking forward to the Miracle Morning Challenge with everyone.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Those emotions are such important signals to pay attention to. Like, why am I? Yeah. And like feeling them, you know, letting ourselves feel them. Today I was trying to like put my emotions in a box in the closet because I have so much work to do. And like, then I remembered, I'm like, oh yeah, I get to work through you guys and do my breathing exercises.
I went to this how to handle grief workshop in town, because like what I want to do obviously will be like, could be very intimate for some people, and we might come up with grief. And one thing that like has stood out lately, because I've also been having a very challenging week, is like feeling those emotions and crying with sound, because that like the sound is a way for it, the emotions move through your body. And so anyway, that just popped into my mind, but don't box your emotions up, fine.
I know, right? Thank you, Tara. Thank you for being
into the world.
Thank you for being a positive role model for me. Appreciate that. So actually, what Herky was mentioning around maybe shifting the metric from signing three clients to like a different actionable thing. I'm going to record a quick video and post it in the group in the next couple of days, because that is a really effective method that I was going to get to when we talked to like finding clients and signing clients, but I think now it might be a good time to post that. So
okay. Anyway,
yeah. Kim, takeaway. Look at your Christmas tree. Oh my gosh. So festive.
My son was determined to put it up during the weekend, so
beautiful.
I had to oblige, but I have to say, the thing that touched me the most is everybody's honesty about where they are. And even when it got emotional and everybody was supportive, I thought, you know, we're all going to have moments like that, and it's nice to know that there are people here who are really going to be in it with me and with all of us. But I was just thinking, this is the best way to go through all of this with all of the support. So that for me was very touching. So I know in 2 weeks when I put mine out here, I'm going to need some support. But it was great to just be a part of the group. It was really great, and that we are also open. So I,
yeah, thank you for that takeaway. Yeah, it's so nice to have a safe space to feel and stretch and like say the things that we don't say to anybody else or ourselves. Yeah, thank you for appreciating that and being a part of it. And Ashley, takeaway.
Yeah, so that was actually mine, that we have created this safe space for us to be on this journey together and through our highs and lows, because there's going to be a lot of those, it sounds like. And I'm just so grateful that I have people that I can turn to and express this, and it's a safe space, and I can cry in front of you guys. And maybe I should have came with my mascara driven running down my face, because certainly should have let some of that out probably earlier this afternoon. But yeah, that was my takeaway. It was around the safe space that we have and that we get to go on this journey together and support each other. So
beautiful. Yeah. Yeah, thanks, Tara. Thanks again for modeling that for us. I think that will be a very important symbol that we get to reference throughout this journey on an individual level of like, oh yeah, like it's okay to feel, and Ashley, thanks for speaking to this, like it's okay to feel the feels and show up to this group and or on the Facebook group and say, guys, I'm having a fucking day. Like this shit's hard, you know, and be real about it. And yeah, I appreciate that all of you are acknowledging the importance of that. And it's a good reminder for me too, because I had a day and I was like, am I going to tell them that I had a day? And so, yeah, it's important to show up as authentically as we can. All right. Thank you all so much for your takeaways. Thanks for hanging over time. And let's kick some butt in this Miracle Morning Challenge tomorrow morning. Yes. Awesome. So much love to all of you. Feel free to post anything, everything in the Facebook group, and let's keep the fire alive. Awesome. Good night, everybody. Stay warm. Stay cozy. All right. Ciao.